Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Cattle and wildlife live in harmony on the Seven Cross Ranch in the High Plains. Texas Parks and Wildlife biologist Gene Miller.
Things that they're doing to this land, as I like to say, loving it with cattle, are keeping it in a state that is very friendly to native wildlife and native prairie species that occur here, especially these iconic species of the prairie, like prairie chickens.
We have the Parks and Wildlife out here every year about 1st of April, middle of April, to count the prairie chickens.
L.H. Webb with his wife Nama are owners-operators of this 11,000-acre ranch in eastern Gray County, where cattle graze and endangered prairie chickens roam.
That's a species that's rapidly disappearing on the High Plains. Maybe the Parks and Wildlife can learn something where it'll bring these species back.
Whitetail and mule deer, bobwhite and scaled quail, Rio Grande turkeys and black-tailed prairie dogs also share the land with the cattle at Seven Cross Ranch and have for generations of the Webb family.
This is where my granddad grew up, and my great-granddad bought 100 years ago, started putting it together, and his sweat's on this land, and now my sweat and my kids' sweat will be on this land, and that's going to help hold the soil down.
Seven Cross Ranch is a Lone Star Land Steward winner for the High Plains Ecoregion. That's our show with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.